Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. He's Brian Lowe. And Brian, Friday before home game here, that means the team is practicing inside Gillette Stadium. Let's talk about the practice report for Friday. Who is here? Who's not here today?
Well, and a glorious Fall Friday here in Foxborough. Julian Edelman, Michael Ho'omanawanui on the offensive side, not spotted. Edelman's been out all week. Ho'omanawanui with a concussion. This is his second missed practice. And then on the defensive side, just Steve Gregory with a hip injury, which has become sort of the flavor of the month, several hip injuries. So that meant Aaron Hernandez on the field, Rob Gronkowski on the field, and Dante Hightower on the field, to name a few who have been limited.
Well, what do these injuries and these players mean for Sunday's matchup against the Broncos?
Well, starting with Dante Hightower, I think that's the one that, based on his injury from last week, he's been out there all 3 days, so I think he's good to go. I mean, he said in the locker room that he feels pain-free, but it's really up to the coaching staff, the trainers, the fact that he's been out there all 3 days is certainly encouraging. Now, just sticking with the defensive side, I think with Steve Gregory having missed a few days, I think Tavon Wilson gets into the spotlight now. You know, like we talked about last week with Logan Mankins, a guy misses each day of practice as Gregory has. It's unlikely he plays, so Tavon Wilson could be in for a starting role. He plays quite a bit anyways in that safety rotation, but I think we could see more Wilson.
Well, let's talk about some movement on the offense this week in practice. We saw Aaron Hernandez come back, specifically the tight ends. Ho'omanawanui, you said, is out today. What's going on with the tight ends here?
Well, I would say that Rob Gronkowski would be a surprise if he does not play. This is two straight weeks. He's been on the injury report, but, he looked pretty good last week aside from the fumble. That wasn't injury-related. I think he's good to go. Aaron Hernandez, obviously very encouraging that he has been out here this week. I still put it as unlikely that he plays against Denver. I think it's a good sign for his availability for the Seattle game. That would put it at 4 weeks after the injury. It seemed like, based on the initial reports, 4 to 6 week injury, he's been out there, steps in the right direction. Ho'omanawanui, concussion, probably doesn't play, but it could be more and more opportunities for Daniel Fells.
Seems like Hernandez has been out for so much longer than that. I can't believe that's only going to be the 4 week mark. But yeah. Well, let's talk about some running backs. Mm-hmm. Two guys who had great games on Sunday, Brandon Bolden and Stephen Ridley. Why don't we talk about the running game a little bit?
Yeah, it was a couple of great performances. Really, you give a lot of credit to the offensive line. And just in terms of the usage of the running backs, Belichick just said in his press conference, we have confidence in every guy. Brandon Bolden said this week that he knows he's got to be prepared every week for whatever role, even if he doesn't know until the game begins or during the game what that role would be. Between Ridley, Bolden, Woodhead has his role, and Shane Vereen, who's been active a few times, really hasn't done much. I still wouldn't be stunned if there's a game that he's featured, if he continues to progress. But I still think Stephen Ridley is the number one guy. Good to see that Bolden has what it takes. I still think Ridley's number one guy.
Okay.
You obviously don't.
Well, I mean, he was very impressive on Sunday. I think they're neck and neck, to be honest with you. Yeah. I think that Brandon Bolden is going to surprise a lot of people.
Well, I think he surprised a lot of people already. And I think once he's gotten that game out of the way, I guess you wonder if at this point, will he surprise anybody? If he continues to have solid performances like that, maybe in a couple weeks we're saying, hey, Bolden's not a surprise. This is the real deal.
All right, I'll hold you to that.
Okay.
All right.
Very good.
Well, that'll wrap it up for this segment of Toyota's Patriots Today. We'll see you next time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.